Controversial bills aligned with national political battles on cultural and social issues in schools dominated conversations at the State House this session. But lawmakers also conducted plenty of other legislative business that didn't get as much attention. And Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay reports they made several notable changes for education.
It's impossible to talk about this year's legislative session without talking about two key things: the school curriculum bills and the bill banning transgender girls and girls' school sports. Hundreds of Hoosiers converged on the State House to protest both throughout session. Zoe O'Halen Byrne is one of several people who urged Hoosiers to support transgender children as lawmakers considered the school sports bill.
We are asking Hoosiers across the state to step forward and help these children, to love them, to support them, to advocate for them, because they need us now more than ever.
Ultimately, the curriculum bills both died. Lawmakers sent the trans athlete bill to the governor. That got most of the attention, but lawmakers worked on other stuff too. Some changes focused on mitigating the impact of the pandemic. One measure lets schools avoid funding losses after getting hit hard by COVID-19 last semester. Senate Education Committee Chair Jeff Rotz says it gives schools a workaround for calculating quarantined students' enrollment, since the state offers schools less funding for virtual students.
Because of the existing law, school districts potentially could lose 15% of the foundation amounts.
Lawmakers made several new rules for schools, too, about school board meetings, e-learning days, and who schools can hire to teach. School boards are now required to hear public comment at meetings. Lawmakers made it so boards have to hear comments on action items before voting on them. House Education Committee Chair Bob Boehning says it'll make school board meetings more similar to how things work in the State House.
So this just changes it more so that it reflects what we do in this body.
But the General Assembly didn't take that approach, as it added a limit to the number of e-learning days schools can use each year. Lawmakers added a 3-day cap to e-learning days without hearing public comment first. Representative Tanya Paff is a teacher from Terre Haute. She says the 3-day limit is too restrictive because schools use e-learning days when teachers are busy proctoring state tests.
That, in addition to snow days, I just think 3 is pretty restrictive.
And to combat teacher shortages, lawmakers are allowing schools to hire people with specific professional expertise called adjunct teachers. But Representative Vernon Smith worries the adjunct option is a step away from finding qualified, well-rounded teachers and doesn't address why schools struggle to keep them.
And what this bill is offering us is a body in the classroom, not someone who's prepared to deal with children.
So what did lawmakers do to more directly affect Hoosier children? Senator Gene Lysing still wants more students to file the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. She proposed a bill requiring students to fill out the form, but settled for a version requiring the state to give families more information and very specific notice about it.
This is a little bit positive forward movement in the fact that most of our kids then and their parents will know that FAFSA exists.
The General Assembly also made some behind-the-scenes changes. One bill says the State Department of Education and State Board will reduce the number of state standards and work to align tests like iLearn with those. Lawmakers also tasked the department with making recommendations on what a new state program could look like for teachers and parents working together directly. Specifically, what it would take to create a teacher-parent compact program supported with state funds and teacher retirement benefits. But plenty of ideas didn't pass, like a school referendum sharing proposal and a rework of special education disputes. And while it's not certain they'll return, there's always a chance of similar ideas making a comeback at the State House next year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.